Chipper is here like every single guest. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. When are you going to give Arizona State University its proper due? College football rankings 11th in the country, and now the darling of Minnesota sports. A man is on a pace to best Barry Bonds as his greatest hitter in baseball history. Luke Kuechel, where's he from? Where did he attend school, Chip Scoggins?
Arizona State.
That is correct. That is correct. I can give you a little bit of the rouser right now. Dun, 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 dun. How about this? I mean, it's stunning what is going on. 41 at-bats. Just batting average, if you care about batting average anymore. 415, two homers, 12 RBIs, 17 hits. And even though my boy LeFevre wasn't excited in any way, the game-winning homer yesterday. My gosh, what a start.
I know, and it's unfortunate that he had the injury, or what we would be talking about his entire season, right? Yeah. I mean, the guy can hit. I mean, you just watch him and the energy that he plays with and brings. And, you know, if you're looking for – pauses out of the fire sale, the way he's hit the ball and the way the team has kind of rallied around, you know, an opportunity that otherwise wouldn't existed for a lot of these guys. I mean, he would have, but it's amazing. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, people have known how good of a hitter he is, but you expect some struggles, right?
Yeah. And they will come. We assume.
You don't want to do the Royce. I don't do slumps because that's karma will get you.
Yeah.
But
by the way, Royce was right. That's who he is. It turns out it wasn't a slump. That's just who he is. Yeah, it's remarkable when it just doesn't happen that often that somebody's just starting their career and the game comes so easy to him. Let's be honest. He played those few games before and was off to a great start. Let's just say. He doesn't get hurt. And I'm not saying he had to hit 415, but all of a sudden you add that bat, you have that energy. Do all of these deals happen?
Well, it's you know, you never know. I don't know if one guy is going to exactly transform a season, but that offense has struggled.
Happened,
and they've had
and they've had
inconsistent, and you know, who knows if it becomes contagious. So we'll never know. It's obviously a great thing to debate, but clearly the start that he's on has kind of solidified all the talk that we heard about this guy as a hitter.
Yep.
and how just natural he looks up there. And I mean, you watch him, he just has a plan, right? He's so comfortable in there. So he's fun to watch. I mean, I was at the game. I walked down and cut the final few innings after the Vikings game on Saturday. And I mean, they struggled that day getting a key hit there, but they've been exciting. They've had kind of a spark here since everything that went down.
Speaking of a spark, they get Byron back tonight. Do you think this town gets incredibly concerned and incredibly like, I swear to God, I got. We'll start worrying about Luke and whether he's going to be here in 3 years. I mean, you know, by Friday there'll be stories. Will Luke or Tex? Do you think that with Buxton just affirmatively multiple times saying I'm not going anywhere? I don't know. Has that been lauded enough in town? Considering he could have easily said, "Yeah, Atlanta, my hometown, or New York," You know, that, and again, it's a two-way street, and they've been paying him when many years he's been hurt so much. But in an era of get me out of here when things start going the wrong way, Byron, at least so far, hasn't wiggled one speck and saying, I'm a Twin. I'm going nowhere.
Yeah, it's interesting because when they did the, you know, at the trade deadline, my first reaction was, man, what do you think Joe Ryan, Pablo, and Buck are saying?
Yeah.
Like,
me too.
What's the message to them? Because you look at it from outside on that day, it's like, okay, this is going to be a rebuilding period. Who knows how good they're going to be for the next couple of years while they're seeing what they have in these prospects. And so if you're a veteran who has the ability to, you know, waive a no trade clause, you might be tempted to just say, if they're rebuilding, well, look at, you know, Griffin Jacks. Mm-hmm. He found out they were doing this. He said, I want out.
Yeah.
I want out of here. And that part of that might have been frustration with other things too. But no, and he said it so forcefully at the All-Star game. He was back in his hometown and he got asked that question. He said, well, I'm not going anywhere. I got a no trade clause. And he said that he's repeated that. And so, I, you know, there is something to be said about a guy who the career hasn't gone probably the way he expected it to or mm-hmm. wanted it to because sure. of the injuries. And for him to say, you know, no, this is my home. And I, my hunch is that goes beyond baseball. That might be family. That might be other things where they just have a comfort level where his wife and kids enjoy it here. And so I appreciate that. And the fact that he's just been so forceful about it, no matter what the situation is, and particularly now when it looks like they could be in a, you know, a rebuilding situation, that he says, nope, I'm going to be a core piece here to try to get this thing going the other way.
Let's come back. Let's talk about the Lynx so far. Speaking of nice starts to careers, Dejani Carrington, man, oh, man, she has been a nice addition. And let's get to the purple pretty much starting in about 2 weeks. There'll be the lead item with Chip every time, so I decided to get to him second. Plus, it's a preseason. But we will get to JJ and Chip's thoughts on that in a matter of moments here on CCO. I want to talk about my friend Amber Scholl because she is my friend. She's mainly just my agent, my insurance agent for my home and my automobile. But you're with someone, as long as I've been, you become friendly. You learn about each other. You learn how reliable somebody is. Now, for me, just American Family and this office. When I moved back here in 1990, I knew my father thought of the office and some other people I trusted, so I made sure I was part of American Family in this office. Now, Amber's much younger than that. She's been with this office for 15 years. She's now been running the last 3 years, and it's running efficiently, professionally, and with some pace. I mean, pace, they'll get back to you right away. How to get a hold of Amber, and again, this with American Family, TeamScholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. About everybody listening has some sort of car insurance. Plenty of you have a home or a condo or a cabin. Some have all. Do you really know if you have the best rates? How about if I just gave you one website, you talk to some people, you exchange some data, and either you say, yep, I can't, American Family can't beat it, or else, guess what? I'm glad I listened to that guy in the afternoon because I now have better insurance, and they're good people. TeamScholl.com with American Family. Okay, J.J. McCarthy. If everything turns out right, the two of us will be talking about him for the next 14, 15 years. He has one long drive, and they had a field goal, and he had a variety of things. Like, he had multiple third downs. He had a fourth down. He showed his athletic ability. When he ran for the fourth down, they booted him a couple times. The number's not dazzling, 4-7 for 30 yards, but I think sometimes we forget somebody can be 4-7 for 30 yards and then they can be dreadful, or they can be 4-7 for 30 yards and have four touchdowns and, you know, 412 yards. I came away thinking steady, looked like he belonged, and also, again, it's August football and I just can't put a lot into it.
Yeah, I called it solid. You know, he had the one he sailed the one pass to Lucky Jackson over the middle that he got sped up on. That was not good. But, yeah, the thing I think Kevin O'Connell probably is happy about is that he had to face, what, three third downs, a fourth down. Mm-hmm. He faced some pressure. He had to, you know, get outside the pocket. So I think it was solid. There was no penalties, right, no procedural penalties, no – it didn't look chaotic in any way. So good first start, but, you know, we won't really know because those teams aren't game planning either way. I mean, O'Connell's not trying to do anything. They're not trying to do anything. They're basically just wanting to make sure the operation was clean, and it was. So I think you to me, the number one thing is he came out healthy.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't take any big hits. But I do think the scramble on fourth down.
That was nice.
But his mobility and his kind of his athleticism came up a couple times last week before the game. And he said his running, he said, I almost wish you wouldn't have brought it up because I think that's a big, valuable weapon for me. So I think we're going to see more of that both.
I do too.
How it kind of happens in that situation. But also, you mentioned the two bootlegs. I think it gives O'Connell some opportunities in play design and play call to kind of use his ability to move around the pocket and create different, you know, plays that way. So, but to me, that was probably the biggest thing that came out of it.
Not you, because you watch so much college football, but I think there are a lot of people out there who didn't watch him a lot in college who might think, okay, he's not at the caliber. Don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting this is Lamar Jackson, but
that
guy is fast. He just and he's athletic. I mean, the most repeated play of his college career is that Rose Bowl game when Dallas Turner is about to annihilate him, and his athletic ability and his pivoting and his throw on that is a highly skilled athlete. This is not just Kirk, who has a cannon for an arm. And they've been kind of dying to have that. And let's not forget the guy last year, Darnold. He was pretty good out of the pocket also.
Yeah, and you have to be. And JJ mentioned that last week. It's like with the edge rushers that are in the NFL today, you have to be. I mean, if you're just going to stand in there, you're going to take big-time hits and you're not going to keep plays alive. And that was the one takeaway I really had. Michigan came here his senior year in 23, and he had two rushing touchdowns. He didn't have a lot of rushing yards, but the way he moved around and kept plays alive and that type of thing, that was my biggest thing. I walked away. I was like, man, I didn't realize he was that athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire Vikings front office was there watching me. Remember, Michigan had like 20 draft picks off that team, but I was like, gosh, he's really athletic. I didn't really give enough credit for that. So I do think that's something he has a comfort with. And again, I go back to, I think it opens up some things for O'Connell in terms of play design and opportunities for receivers too, that he can keep plays alive. And it's O'Connell mentioned, it's just that balance of when do you hang in there a little bit longer to try to create throws down the field, and when do you kind of flee out of the pocket?
I assume you want Brosmer to be the starter after what he did, and you know PJ tells you what to say, and you go ahead and say it, you know.
Sure.
So, until you want to trade McCarthy, feeling like you saw that touchdown from Max and you're ready to roll?
It was nice to see him get in there and get a touchdown pass. I assume he's going to be on their practice squad. Yeah. I think he's their number three.
He can't be their number two, can he?
No.
There's no way, right?
No, you can't go with two young guys like that. Don't know. Is it Hal or are they going to go outside? I'm torn on that. I don't know. I know he had a nice showing Saturday, but I don't know if that decision has been made yet. But I fully expect Brosmer to be on their practice squad as the three.
Let's talk about your links. And just the odd scheduling in the WNBA, right? I mean, you have the two teams.
Are they playing Liberty every game now?
I mean, you have the two teams in this just remarkable playoff series, right? I mean, for all sorts of reasons, the calls, the superstars, the commissioner and the dress. I mean, just everything. And so they don't play for like, till way late in the series, in the season, and now they're playing like twice a day. It seems like it's craziness. And now you don't have Fee, you don't have Stewart.
Yeah,
but and I didn't see a ton of it because I was involved last time. But DeJounte Carrington, you want to talk about an all around baller, man?
Yeah.
Oh man, she is involved in all aspects of the game, and they had a lot of people with great stat lines, but I was so impressed how omnipresent she was at both ends, even just a tip or the defense or to take a tough shot or to stand up against a bigger player defensively. And I get that the makeup, you thought maybe they needed a bigger player. I don't think so. They needed her. I mean, she's really good.
Yeah, I apologize. Yeah, I saw the second half yesterday, and she absolutely flipped it. I mean, her length on defense is such a weapon and such a disruptor to offenses. And the thing that she did yesterday that I thought was just so impressive was the offensive rebounds that she grabbed.
Correct.
And it would kick it out to a wide open three. McBride hit one. I think it might have been either Smith or Courtney Williams that benefited from it. So it wasn't just her defense. It was all the other things that she did too. I mean, scoring, but particularly her rebounding. That was such a game changer yesterday, I thought. But you watch them, Chad, even without Fee.
Yeah.
Like, this team has so many good players. Mm-hmm. That kid really, whether it's, you know.
And versatile players, right? I mean, you look at a stat line. It's not just, okay, I'm your gunner. Man, there's just a lot of people with, like, Smith's line. She, like, it's
9 points,
8 boards. It's just a lot of good stuff. And McBride, obviously, has been a great player for a while. They are clear-cut the best regular season team. Now, how that manifests itself in the postseason, when most likely these two teams match up again and you hope everybody's healthy, I don't know. But they'll go in as the favorite.
Yeah, well, they should. And I think we talked about last week when they made the deal for Carrington. I think they made that for this playoff run. They got better defensively.
Sure.
They got her experience. And they bolstered that lineup. And her toughness and all that she brings, I mean, they clearly should go in as the favorite.
They traded a player in Miller who wasn't playing, basically, to now a player who, even when they're healthy, I bet she plays 25 minutes a game, right? I mean, if not more, right? So if you wondered about was their bench long enough, and I think that was a valid question, that question's been answered, right?
Yeah, and the bench, you know, as you know, in the playoffs, it gets shorter anyway. So, but I just think defensively, when you have her, Fee's best in the league, and McBride, her toughness. I mean, she, you know, it freed her up. I think Cheryl talked about yesterday not having to expend so much energy on defense, freed her up for her shooting, and so that's a big thing. So, no, I mean, they're versatile and they share the ball and they can play with pace. I mean, they're very well constructed.
Excellent as always, sir. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the week. We'll talk 1 week from today.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
Chip Scoggins, Star Tribune. Chipper could go to Stretch Lab. I could go to Stretch Lab. Dave could. Everybody should have some flexibility in their life. And yes, more often than not, you're going to need to do it yourself. But if you can go to a place and they're going to help you out, plus also show you, maybe you're stretching, but you're not doing right, because that happens with a lot of us, where, to be honest, either we don't know or we're cheating a little bit because it doesn't feel right. You go to Stretch Lab, and again, we have double-figure locations in the metro area. You can find out all the information at stretchlab.com. These are trained specialists, great communicators, and they hold their therapist to a standard. And if they don't reach it, they're gone. And I just had somebody great, a new person at the Plymouth location. That's probably primarily where I go, but Maple Grove, Chanhassen, by Bidet McCoska. I've tried a lot of places. 25-minute sessions, 50-minute sessions. You sit in your butt too much, you absolutely should go there. You want to hit that golf ball, you want that 7-iron with that from that distance, really being an 8-iron? That gives you a better chance. Dave and his triathlons, they'll work with everybody. Do it today. Go online, stretchlab.com.